Members of Parliament and the Parliamentary Committee on Alliance on Food and Nutrition, together with the Coalition of Civil Society Organizations, urging the 12th Parliament to fast-track the Food and Nutrition Bill, warning that further delays could undermine efforts to strengthen Uganda's food system. Speaking during a national stakeholder dialogue on nutrition and the launch of the 5th Parliamentary Nutrition Week, the stakeholders called for urgent follow-up to ensure the bill is passed. They also welcomed the Minister of Health approving a nutrient profiling model, which seeks to regulate the consumption and marketing of unhealthy diets, especially among children. We spoke to Peter Okeo, Acting Chairperson, Parliamentary Alliance on Food and Nutrition, Shafiq Kajimo, Head of Programs at FIAN Uganda, and Agnes Chiravo, the Executive Director of Food Rights Alliance.
We are confident that since a number of us have been returned in the 12th Parliament, we shall start from where the 11th Parliament ended with the bill on nutrition.
We pray that this bill will serve the fact that we get a framework law on food, because food has since shifted. It's a political issue, it's a scientific issue, it's an economic issue. It can be a genocide issue. It can be a mass destruction issue.
Ministry of Health that accepted our advocacy and approved the nutrient profiling model. We know now it's like a trend. If you go to every school canteen here, you will find that most of the canteens are stocked with ultra-processed products, and these are consumed by children, which the presenters in our dialogue have related to the increasing burden of the non-communicable disease.